What are your expectations for Givens this season?
Well, I mean, he's clearly picked up where he left off last year. He's worked hard, and, you know, it's just more production. You know, obviously he showed, you know, the other night that he can get down the field and make the big play, and it's just going to help us all the way around offensively.
And has he worked a lot on the short and intermediate routes?
He's worked on the entire game. I mean, you still have to work on, you know, the deep stuff and the proper route progressions and things like that, and speed build up and stuff. But he's working, you know, on the entire package right now.
Can you talk a little bit about Darrell Richardson and what you've seen out of him so far?
I mean, Darrell came back in great shape as well, and we have a pretty good idea what Darrell can do, and we're going to continue to push him through the preseason and the preseason games, and expect him to have a productive year for us.
Could you talk about a little bit about Kendall Langford on the D-line? You got 3 number one picks, and here's the undrafted guy of Hampton, you know, making a name for himself. Just what he brings to the table for you guys?
Well, we really liked him last year prior to free agency, and felt like that he'd be a good fit in our system. He was a really good fit in their system. He played well for them, played hard, you know, he's consistent, durable, and, he's still learning. You know, he's still learning, and, you know, there's and not to, you know, fault any fault of his, but there's room for improvement in this new system, and I thought he had a good first year in it.
How close are Kuz and Kendrick? Is it coming back?
Kuz is doing well. We got him out of the boot, and we just have to get him back into football shape. And you can see Lance is getting close too.
And what's the status on Zach Stacy?
I'm sorry?
On Zach Stacy?
He'll be back on Monday. We just tell him.
Coach, your thoughts on Bernie Kosar and him assessing your team?
You know, first off, let me say this. I mean, the Cleveland Brown organization is a first-class organization from top to bottom, and it has been that for years and years and years. And, you know, I guess I'm a little disappointed. I feel bad for them that they had, you know, someone doing the broadcast, you know, feel the need to speak that way about players, specifically on our team and coaches for that matter. And, I'm just surprised that Bernie has such a lack of respect for players and for this game. So, I'd be honest with you, I lost a lot of respect for him. This game is a preseason game. Players are playing hard. It's highly unlikely he knew anything about our football team, but felt the need to make those comments, and I didn't think they were justified.
How do you think Kellen played? He was really harsh on Kellen.
Again, you know, Bernie's got his issues. They're well documented. Kellen played well. You know, he played hard. He made plays. He got guys deep and had a drop. You know, he played well. So.
Coach, what did you see from Cunningham?
I'm sorry?
What did you see from Cunningham in the first game? Did it seem like he was running hard, I guess?
You could see the explosiveness on the kickoff return. Mm-hmm. And I thought he had a couple of good runs. And, you know, had to make some room for us on his own. But, you know, beyond that, you know he's clearly got the injury behind him. We're looking forward to seeing him play some more.